Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
The Bat. Sports Hub.
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time because everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Yes, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I lived in Washington Square in Brookline in 2006, 2007, and it's the worst place I've ever lived in my entire life, and I've lived several places. So we started talking about stuff, decided to find out if it's true or it's just my memory, and it's absolutely true. What happens is we get the police log, and then we ask the town for the audio of the 911 calls, which you are allowed to have. And we play them right here. Now, Rich, this is one that you played
so
when I was gone.
Fred, when you were gone several weeks ago, we learned two things. First of all, that there is a rabid following amongst many of the workers in Brookline of our show.
Oh.
one of them anonymously reached out and said, thank you for showing the world what we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yes.
He goes, some people can't believe some of the calls that we have to deal with and the places we have to go and the people that we have to check on because of frivolous phone calls all around Brookline.
Yes.
And the second thing we learned was that you can basically call 911 for any reason, including the following. Fred, this was one that we had played, but I just want you to hear it.
Okay. I would like to hear this. Here we go.
Brookline Police.
There has been a very disheveled mailman who has been walking up and down our street for quite a while. He's not delivering mail, and he looks, I don't know. And we just came down Davis Street, and he's walking down Davis Street, too. I don't know if anybody else has called about him, but he's been around all afternoon.
Yes, everyone's called about him. It's everyone's radar's up to call 911.
Because there's a mailman who's disheveled.
Well, say he's not a mailman.
Like, I think you may be onto something, Fred.
Like, okay, he's not a mailman. Like, what's he going to do? Like, what's he going to do? Like, put the wrong, like, take mail and put it in another mailbox? Like, what's the plan? What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do about it? So they go out there, and there's a guy in a mail. Say he's just the anti-mailman. Say he's the furthest thing for a mailman in the world. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, you can't arrest a guy for dressing like a mailman. I mean, what are you going to do to the guy?
Impersonating a federal employee, obviously. That's a jailable offense, my friend.
Are mailmen federal employees?
Yes.
Well, he's not doing anything but dressed as a mailman. Well, then you know what? If you dress up as the president for Halloween, you're going to jail. Like, you know, maybe
every
like
kid who's ever done a book report on George Washington in school,
right.
Put him in cuffs.
Yeah, maybe this guy, you know, like went to the Salvation Army or something, and some dude had given a mailman's uniform there. Who the hell even knows if he's in a mailman's uniform? Jesus. Like, mailmen can wear shorts.
I mean, like, it's not like you have, like, badges and, like you know, like, gold stars and stuff hanging from it and, like, a general's helmet on. He's not dressed as a Nazi, like, parading down. Like, I could see if it was shelling, you'd get a little nervous. I just like what the cops are supposed to do. Hey, you, dressed as a mailman. 50 years. You bothered a lady. Who calls 911? Who calls for this crap? If dude, one thing, he has 8 Amazon boxes under his arms. All right, well, now you're going somewhere. He's full of trickery.
He was walking toward the high school down Davis, but he's been on Elm Street for quite a while.
Well, that's he's definitely headed into that high school. Because I'll tell you this, is that the first way into a high school is to dress as a mailman.
Right, it's like stealth. You know, it's what all the kids are wearing. It's a new fashion.
Yeah, he rings the bell to get into the high school, and they go, oh, it's a mailman. Let him right in.
This afternoon, too. It may be a woman, but anyway.
Yeah.
Nice description. Could be a man, could be a woman. Not
if it's
sure.
a woman, it's all right. Less threatening.
You don't know if it's a male or a female, though?
You know, it's hard to tell if it's a male or a female. I'm calling it a he, but he could be a she. And very overdressed, although...
Overdressed?
Overdressed for a mailman.
I thought she just said he was disheveled. Is he a mailman with, like, his bow tie, like, kind of, like, untied?
He's like Arthur when he lost all his money?
Yeah, like, and he's got, like, a cigar, and he's, like, coming back from a long night at the, you know, Baccarat table. Make up your mind. He's overdressed. He's got the finest in mailman gear on. All pressed.
The person's in mail delivery clothes with a bag. They're not delivering mail. They're just wandering around.
You sure they're not delivering mail?
I am positive. I watched the 2 times that I was watching that he or she came down our street. Was not delivering mail and walking down Davis Street.
Are they
not
white,
delivering mail.
Are they white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
Black, I think. Was right. was.
Yeah, like she's not. I'm hang on a second. She's not calling if that guy's not black. She should have just left. She should have let off. There's a black guy walking down the street. That should have been the first thing. Excuse me, sir. There's a black gentleman walking down the street. All right. Well, we'll be right there.
Are they white? Are they white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
Black, I think. Was she black? Do you know? It's hard to tell because the person's wearing a lot of clothes.
It's hard to tell because I don't see color. Right. It's hard to tell because I'm so not racist.
I just love for when I heard this the first time, I was like, all right, so you don't know whether they're male, female, or what race they are. You obviously got a good look at this person.
Well, there's
you
two
knew of, enough that their shirt was untucked.
Well, there's two. There's well, also that they're dressed to the nines.
Yes.
All right, what kind of clothes are they wearing other than the typical male uniform?
They look like it's the blue male uniform. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't look quite right. And a hoodie or something covering the hair. Gloves?
I said gloves.
Yeah.
With his hands in the pockets.
Oh, the hands were his or her hands were the pockets.
Oh, well, now we're on to something.
Well, I was thinking, what if it's just a lunch man on his break?
What if it's just a bum in a uniform? I don't understand what you want him to do. If he's stealing mail, then he's stealing mail. Then they'll catch him. And that's a big, that is a crime. That's a federal crime. But, I mean, what do you want him to do? To bust a guy for walking around? Allowed to wear a mail uniform.
It's not our usual male person and not one of the substitutes.
What color hoodie would you say?
Oh, Jesus. And not one of the substitutes? How the hell do you know it's a substitute male guy?
I think that all of them. Stolen valor. Stolen valor.
Like, we got a male guy, and then there's a male guy that's a fan of the show in the neighborhood, and then there's a collection of people I see once. He's not one of the backup male guys. This person's really got a lot going on. Just the backup mail people. I got Polaroids hanging up all over my house. The backup mail people.
It's very lightweight.
And gloves, you
cotton.
Said?
Pardon?
And you said he was wearing gloves?
We couldn't tell. The hands were in the pockets. And the person does have a real mail bag and looks like it's real mail clothes, but they look old.
All right. All right, we'll send someone in the area.
That's, listen to the noise the guy makes.
All right.
Just the sound of disgust.
I think he just says, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right, we'll send someone in the area, miss. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so that was one, Fred, that we had while you were gone. And now let's get to the new one, shall we? Once again, people in Brookline calling 911 for all sorts of reasons, including this one, which I'm telling you, the people who work behind the phones, the police officers there, they have the patience of a saint. Let's go to the tape.
Brookline Police.
Hi. There's something weird with our computer, and it's something, it's beeping, and we can't get the beep to turn off, and it says it's Microsoft. And
okay, so you called the police. I've tried everything else. I called my veterinarian. I called the guy that does my landscaping, and none of them seem to can figure it out.
Arrest him. Take him to jail. 911.
I went to Subway and asked the guy. Like, and no one seems can figure this out.
Brookline Police.
Hi. There's something weird with our computer, and it's something, it's beeping, and we can't get the beep to turn off, and it says it's Microsoft, and there's a number to call, and I called my husband at work, and he thinks it's a scam, and I don't know. Do you have any way of knowing that?
I can send an officer out there.
Oh, my God. I called my husband, and he thinks it's a scam. So the police, so yeah, send out your cybersecurity expert, Brookline Police, and get him on the case.
Right, they sent in a guy. It's like Wallach, but with like a suit.
Yeah,
sits down with the glasses.
Yeah,
like, bring in glasses.
Like, what?
That's right. Yeah, that's what we're good for.
Yeah, send in your best anti-hacker. This woman's got a computer that's beeping all over the place.
It's a scam. That's how they get you.
John Henry, what are you doing?
They make it beep. Beep, beep, they inferno beeping.
Someone said, my computer is asking me to shut it down and restart. I'm terrified. Can you send an officer?
Yeah, I mean, shut it down. What does that mean? It wants me to kill.
And it's taunting me with this rainbow circle. It keeps spinning and spinning. I think it's trying to hypnotize me.
Now, it says it to call a Microsoft number, which it sounds like she has not done, but she has called her right. husband. You know the husband is just like, call the police, lady. Like
just leave me alone.
Yeah, just leave me alone. I get 8 hours a day away from you.
I called my husband at work, and he thinks it's a scam, and I don't know. Do you have any way of knowing that?
I can send an officer out there to talk to you and check it out and start and investigate.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you could...
that pause. The guy's like, really? Really? I know I have to say this.
Yes.
I have to. It's my job that I have to take every one of these seriously and offer you a police officer. But you're really going to make us do this?
No, listen, if I'm the guy, I'm like, hell yeah. All right, go over there.
I don't have to go. I just have to send somebody else.
Yeah, meanwhile, there's three people have been murdered. But listen, my computer's beeping.
I'll be right with you. I have to check out this computer problem.
Right. So. Can you check to see if it's a scam? Yes, I'm well-trained in that.
Would you like batteries for your smoke detectors while you're at it?
Yeah, it's CSI training over there at the police academy.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear the beep. I am not a computer person.
I understood. Okay. All right, we'll get the next available officer up there to talk to you, okay?
Okay, bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff.
There's something weird with our computer. It's beeping, and we can't get the beep to turn off.
All right, we have a couple more that we can get to.
Somebody said, This dispatcher knew exactly where this was going and immediately went to, I'll send an officer out there.
Yep.
He said, I'm not dealing with this crazy lady.
Smart guy.
Yeah, what's it to him?
That's right. He just went straight to police time. Sure. Yeah.
And then can you imagine the conversation between him and the guy in the car?
Someone said, whatever Brookline cops make, it's not enough.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was the worst place I've ever lived, far and away. The worst place I've ever lived in my entire life. All right, we'll be back. We'll have some more from the good people of Brookline.
Hi. There's something weird with our computer. It's beeping, and we can't get the beep to turn off.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The sports
Tusher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time because everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Yes, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. I lived in Washington Square in Brookline in 2006, 2007, and it's the worst place I've ever lived in my entire life, and I've lived several places. So we started talking about stuff, decided to find out if it's true or it's just my memory, and it's absolutely true. What happens is we get the police log, and then we ask the town for...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brookline, please.
Hi. There's something weird with our computer, and it's something, it's beeping, and we can't get the beep to turn off, and it says it's Microsoft, and there's a number to call, and I called my husband at work, and he thinks it's a scam, and I don't know. Do you have any way of knowing that?
I can send an officer out there to talk to you and check it out and start to investigate.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear the beep. I am not a computer person.
Understood. Okay. All right, we'll get the next available officer up there to talk to you, okay?
Okay, bye. It's beeping and we can't get the beep to turn off.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. David, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I got a couple of real quick stories. So first one, my dad and I used to work in Brookline a fair amount. He was a flooring contractor, and we're putting in this like really ornate floor in a kitchen in Brookline. And the owner took exceptions to the fact that my father didn't clean the back of the refrigerator when he pulled it out to install the floor.
Okay.
First thing he did, he called the place that we were working out of, and that guy basically told him to go pound sand. So of course, what do? They call the police. I swear to you, I'm 18 years old. The cops show up, and basically the owner was saying that he feels that his refrigerator should have been cleaned and it's improper, and the cops filed a report, but then they wound up leaving. So that's one. The other, I had the pleasure of working at the country club in Brookline as a bartender for 5 years. And I worked there during undergrad. And one day I'm pulling in, and I got this, like, piece of crap 97 Camaro. It's, like, all I could afford. It was, like, $800. And I come rolling in like I normally did, and I got pulled over. And the police basically said that my car is suspicious looking and that he got a call from one of the members at the country club who was concerned for others' safety.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just... The amount, what these guys have to deal with, it's true. They don't make enough. Can you take line four? Because I was actually thinking about this during that one call with the woman who called in. You know,
there's something weird with our computer.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I was just thinking, you know, the hubby's away at work. She might be looking at, you know, hothunks.com and her computer's blown up.
So, and she wants to share that information with the police. I understand.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I mean, it locks it all up and... tons of spam and whatnot.
All right, Monty, go ahead.
It's so crazy, man, because I called the Brookline police on Wallach's mom for taking Mark Davis away from us, and they didn't do anything about it.
Wallach's mom.
All right. So,
caboose for days.
All right, let's get to a couple more of these. Let's start with one that... I mean, this one's just a little strange. Let's take a listen. This is real phone calls, real 911 calls to the Brookline Police Department. Let's play.
911, the sign's recorded. Where is your emergency?
Yes, hi. There are two raccoons that are kind of wandering around my neighbor's house looking very dazed and confused.
As opposed to the normal behavior of raccoons.
How can you tell?
Well, right. That's kind of the point.
How can you tell? What does a composed raccoon look like?
Honest to God, who studies the movements of raccoons?
At first, I thought maybe the raccoons were in the house.
I see.
I thought that there was maybe, you know, like they were attacking.
No, they're outside where they're supposed to be.
No, but they're just, they look dazed and confused.
This one is moving in a zigzag type of pattern.
There's some 18-year-old kid blowing weed smoke in their face.
By the way, it's their neighbor's house. It's not even their house.
No.
It's like across the
maybe
street or wherever it is. Right.
Maybe there's a feud, and she wants to get them in trouble for drugging young raccoons.
911, the sign's recorded. Where is your emergency?
Yes, hi. There are two raccoons that are kind of wandering around my neighbor's house looking very dazed and confused.
Well, our animal control officer's not in, so you think they look sick?
Well, I mean, it's 8:40. Shouldn't they be asleep?
Everyone knows the bedtime for raccoons is 7 p.m. sharp.
Stupid.
No, is this 8:40?
I don't even know.
Are they lazy?
Okay, they're lazy.
Are raccoons generally considered lazy? I don't even know. Are they nocturnal? I have so much to learn about raccoons.
I am not joking about this. I guarantee you the reason she said that is that she watches her neighbor's house all of the time.
Oh, you don't
say. And she knows when the raccoons are there and when they're not. And they went off pattern for one night, and she calls the cops.
I'm telling you, there's a feud, and this is a way to get...
It's like everyone's spying on everyone there. All these calls, I took pictures of the guy like blowing leaves off the yard.
I told you there was a guy that had a loudspeaker in front of his house if he touched his property. I've told you that a guy I was friends with was trying to build a restaurant there, and people were sneaking in and taking pictures of the kitchen. I mean, people are awful. There's many people that are just awful. That's the place where they'll push you out of the way when you're in line at the pharmacy. Just physically push you out of the way. What's better, Tylenol PM or Advil PM? It's the same. Just go away.
Well, our animal control officer's not in, so you think they look sick?
Well, I mean, it's 8:40. Shouldn't they be asleep?
We can send somebody by and just take a look at them. Do you know if your neighbors are home?
I'm going to try and find her number and give her a quick call.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'll just call them.
That's right. She's on a beach somewhere in Cabo. Excuse me, you have raccoons.
Imagine if your neighbor called you and said, hey, like in your yard, there's some raccoons.
Well, she can't walk over there. There's very dazed and confused raccoons.
Yeah, listen to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they're not napping as they should.
All right, finally, our final call for this edition of Everyone's Angry in Brookline. This is just one that I need to know the full story behind this. And if for some reason anybody listening was involved in this, I need the backstory.
All right, let's hear it.
Brookline Police.
Hi, there appears to be a lady on St. Paul Street, basically St. Paul and Parkland, like walking around topless.
She's what?
She's walking around topless.
Where is she walking?
All right, narc. So a woman walking around topless around St. Paul Street.
Yeah, so?
All right, so she's walking around topless.
She's just standing in front of the building. She's got, like, clown makeup on and an apron and walking around topless.
Okay.
She's just one of the new topless butchers that are frequenting.
Who wears clown makeup.
Yes. That's the kind of thing you take a picture and tell your friends.
It's the Brookline Naked Circus. That's one of those things that nobody believes you. I mean, if you tell us that nobody believes
you.
You got to get a picture of that.
Oh, yeah. You got to take a picture and haul ass to show your friends as soon as possible. You're depriving everyone of a picture.
Okay. Where is she walking towards, though?
Oh, no. She's literally just hanging out in front. When I say walking around, I mean just standing in front of the building. Okay. I don't know doing what.
All right. But, we'll send somebody by.
Thank you.
No, we need more details. No, don't let her go. Don't let her go.
Now, I have to tell you, I've taken several tabs of acid. So I'm not positive this is...
I need the backstory on this. If anybody else saw the topless woman in clown makeup wearing an apron hanging out on St. Paul Street with no place to go, just kind of chilling, no rush to go anywhere. I mean, need to know what's doing.
I mean, that's a picture, and then you skedaddle.
You're just like, I don't think I want to know how this ends.
No. All right. Here are the headlines.
Hi. There's something weird with our computer.
He's got, like, clown makeup on and an apron and walking around topless.
Yes, hi. There are two raccoons that are kind of wandering around my neighbor's house looking very dazed and confused. Well, I mean, it's 8:40. Shouldn't they be as...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. I was driving in an automobile and I listening to two people. I don't remember who they were, but they were talking about the Andrew Luck retirement, and they were advertising Barbasol at the same time, so they were putting the two of them together, and it was stupid. And so I didn't believe that Andrew Luck had actually retired, and then I found out that he did. And then I heard everyone complaining about Andrew Luck retiring and how you can't retire, and to that I would say the man's got $90 million if he chooses to travel the world. I don't know why you would look down on that. I don't think Indianapolis should have paid him back the bonuses. I think that, he you have every right to retire. You made a lot of money, but I don't think they owe you for not playing.
Well, as I said, that to me is, in their opinion, a good faith payment in case he comes back.
All right.
I think that they believe that there's a chance that he'll return, and I think they just didn't want to piss him off.
I think it, but I don't think he has a right to be pissed off.
Well, not piss him off, but do anything that doesn't make it easy for him to come back.
I understand.
Because he's going to be like, man, they really did me a solid letting me keep that money.
I understand.
You know what? I think I'm going to come back. And, yeah,
it sets a precedent that I don't like. The Lions didn't do it with Barry Sanders, and it pissed him off. But, I mean, he eventually came back to the organization, not as obviously as a player. And they did it to Calvin Johnson.
Maybe it's...
Calvin Johnson's was $1 million, I think.
I know.
and they wouldn't give it to him.
The other thing is that I think there's also... Everybody knows that their organization effed him up. Everybody knows that it's their fault that he is saying that he's got to retire, that he can't play through it. And Jim Irsay, I mean, if you want to connect dots, we talked about this yesterday. You know, Grigson is the guy who put the awful line in front of him, didn't spend money on the offensive line. And ever since Grigson took over, you saw he got hit more than any other quarterback for 2 years straight. And they basically encouraged him to play through that pain. He said he would never do it again. And I believe that there is a feeling of guilt in the organization.
And coaches, too. I mean, Scott Zolak brought up a good point yesterday. You know, the Patriots didn't exactly spend tons and tons of high draft picks on offensive linemen. Right. David Andrews was an undrafted free agent. I mean, it goes to coaching as well as bad drafting.
Right. So but, I mean, regardless, I just think it's funny that people are getting on him, and then the timing of it. Well, the timing of it is the timing of it. Is maybe another reason I want to pay him, but you know he doesn't want to go through the rehab again. Regardless of whatever the reasons are, he retired. He's got a lot of money. What do you want from the guy? He's going to go and he wants to travel the world, which seems like something that you know
would be a nice thing to do.
Well, to me, yesterday, I knew that there were going to be a whole lot of things that spawned from this. And, of course, there was the Doug Gottlieb tweet of everyone jumped on him and everyone's got these, you know, opinions, blah, blah. But the one moment that I think where it just hit an apex of what are we doing was during Bill Belichick's press conference. So Bill Belichick was asked about the Andrew Luck news, which, once again, might be the biggest NFL story in years. And here's what
Might be. Yeah, sure.
Here's what Bill Belichick said.
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them. So we all have to make our decisions. He made his. I respect.
Okay. Of course, that answer is utterly ridiculous. And that's maybe.
And it's also, he said it.
Right.
Like, he said it in contextually. That's what he said.
Well, in front of cameras. So,
yeah, he said, I know where you're going, but he said that. I don't know about that. I don't follow them. Okay? So he said exactly that. The interpretation that the Patriots release is absolutely outstandingly dumb.
Immediately, everyone in the press was like, are you kidding me? Really? And nobody truly believes that he felt that way. So they're like, all right. So maybe that's why the official Patriots transcript of the press conference changed what Bill said. It now reads, has the print of the question, Andrew Luck retired. You faced him 6 times. What was it like going against him? Then it says Bill Belichick. Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that. And then they put in parentheses the word coming, as if he said, I didn't see that coming.
No, he didn't. He said, I didn't see
that. But right. I haven't really followed them. All right. You didn't mean that at all. You wouldn't follow I didn't see coming with I haven't really followed them. And I said this before. It's because Bill Belichick was trying to be football guy. I only care about the players who are here. We're on to Cincinnati mode. And I just, there's times where, Bill, it is okay to act like a normal human being. When there's a human moment like you had, And Andrew Luck getting out there and it goes beyond just like the X's and O's. You can be a normal human being. And I think that he just was he was in that defensive mode. Somebody asks about a different team and he immediately goes into what he does.
I could see being very defensive.
Well, but
like I could see letting the cat out of the bag if you said, yeah, I heard that. I was surprised. And then they follow up, but what does that mean for the Colts? The Colts are a great team. Or the Colts aren't. I don't follow the Colts. Then you can say I don't follow the Colts.
Yeah.
Then you can say that. I don't. I have no idea why you can't go. Yeah. Because what was the question again?
The question was they said to him, Andrew Luck retired. You faced him 6 times. What was it like going up against him?
And you could okay.
He was a tough player.
He was a tough player.
A good player. This is what he does. A good player. Did everything well. You know, it's too bad we're not going to face him again, but I'm not worried about the Colts right now. I'm worried about my team.
Yes.
He just gets locked into this. Right. I'm only going to talk about we're on to Cincinnati, my team, nothing else other than this.
He changed one sentence and it was done.
And you didn't even have to put that sentence in there.
No,
you
what I'm saying is if he answered it differently, you changed one sentence out of, you know, what you were trying to do and none of this happened.
Yes. No one wants you to explain how it changes the culture of the Colts or it makes it easier to beat them.
No.
All right, well, okay, I do want you to play this because it's so funny. All right, Doug Gottlieb, when he's not stealing wallets out of Notre Dame lockers, I keep bragging that I knew a guy on that team. I know a guy that was on that team. He is the largest human being I've seen outside of an NBA uniform and works on Angry Birds in Finland. All right, so that's a little tidbit, so you know I'm not lying.
All right,
so...
So Gottlieb had tweeted out, retiring because rehabbing is, quote, too hard is the most millennial thing ever.
Okay.
Hashtag Andrew Luck.
Okay, so first of all, let's go over the millennial thing. Having an engineering degree, playing in the NFL for 8 years, and reading books about concrete or whatever the hell it was, are not exactly staples of the millennial. He didn't, like, go and move into his parents' house and not get a job. I mean, okay, all right, but
millennial is just a word that people use because they want people who watch like Fox News to go, I'm with you. It just means someone younger than me.
But just take even the stereotypes of what a millennial is, and he checks none of those boxes. But all right, but even if you believe Gottlieb, what he says here, I mean, it's still so douchey. This guy's the greatest. All right, here we go. Here's Doug Gottlieb.
First of all, I understand that on Twitter, sarcasm, snarkasm, tongue-in-cheek comments don't always translate. I do think by now I've been doing this long enough that there are plenty of people, my friends, especially in the business and listeners and viewers or whatever, that understand I'm a smartass.
Yeah.
I always have been. I always will be. And if I can't find something funny with the things in life, then you know what? Strike me down. Because I like to make fun of things in life. I'm actually hysterical. An Andrew Luck fan. And while it was snarkasm and sarcasm and tongue-in-cheek, the fact is that I think we can also admit this is kind of part of whether it's the millennial generation or the new generation in sports. No, he's not a typical millennial. He does not have a perfectly coiffed beard. Nor does he go tight on the sides. He doesn't roll up his pants. Okay, he's not a hipster. But there are characteristics of millennials that people are latching onto, and me making fun of those characteristics of millennials, which are real legit things, is I think what brought a lot of this backlash. You go, Andrew Luck. You go explore the world. You go find yourself. You don't need football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need football. He's $90 million. And, you know, as douchey as I think, like, the coiffed beards are and everything, then you turn it into your parents. Like, you know, I had stupid Tony Hawk hair where I shaved everything but my bangs and dyed it with sun in. I mean, let's be honest. It's not our jobs as 40-year-olds or in Wallach's case 60 that to tell people younger than us how to dress. That is not our
I do love the listen, I think Bill Belichick even knew after it came out
I think Stacey James came out bad. I think Stacey James came up to him. I can guarantee you Stacey James came up to him.
You can't pretend that you didn't know about this.
Or saying, are you sure you want to pretend that you didn't know about it? Like, do you think this is all disrespectful to Andrew Luck?
Because there's people who, like, think that, you know, after you play that clip and you go, well, he meant that. He was in We're On to Cincinnati mode. Like, well, guys, I didn't see that coming, but I don't really follow them. Makes perfect sense. It presumes the chatter of him retiring before the announcement, don't try so hard to be douchey.
No, the way you frame this, if you're Stacey James, is, look, you may not know, and I'm sure Belichick didn't care. Even if after Stacey James came up, he didn't care. And Stacey's like, look, if we add this word in, it's one less thing you have to worry about. And Belichick's, all right, well, if you put it that way, fine. Do add that word.
Or you just wonder, who cares? Go. Do it.
That could be another, that's another perfectly legitimate response. Yes.
Scott, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
On Belichick a little too much there, I feel like. At the end, he says, we all make our decisions. He made his. You got to respect it. What more are you expecting from Bill Belichick to say?
No, that part of it, as I said, I believe that he went into answering it in Bill Belichick, we're on to Cincinnati mode, but realized, like, all right, well, now I got to actually really talk about this. But the fact that they completely changed what he said inside of the transcript is utterly ridiculous.
You're surprised that the media changed something to fit their
The Patriots changed the transcript of the press conference.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much a media organization of their own. But I just think he gave you a little something there. I didn't know that your point was he changed it midway through the comment. But for Belichick, you should be happy that you guys got that from him. He said he respects his decision. Everyone makes them. We gotta get there.
The issue is...
I think he gave you a little something.
Okay, the issue is just simply that they changed the structure.
Yeah, so the Patriots are trying
to do with Bill.
You're trying to clean it up. And I thought it was more amusing than anything. And I think it's one of those moments where Bill Belichick got stuck in a mode that he's used to, very defensive, not wanting to give out any information, not want to talk about other teams, giving bulletin board material, and then halfway through answering it, he's like, all right, maybe this isn't one of those times where I need to do that. And I just think that he goes in this mindset, and at some point, it's okay to be a human being. You know what I mean? You don't have to go in immediately calloused. You can be a human being in moments
like that. And also, if you're Doug Gottlieb, I mean, your friends know that you're snarky.
Sure.
And if he can't have fun with anything and he can't show his tremendous sense of humor, you can go get out of here because who's more known for their comedic chops than Doug Gottlieb? Who's available in one market?
Snarkasm.
Yeah. It's the old snarkasm.
Yeah. Snarkasm. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Listen, man. I'm like Lenny Bruce. If you don't like it, you can go screw. I'm taking it to the streets.
Anytime I see anyone tweeting anything with the word millennials in it, it just sounds to me like they're begging for likes. It's like they're like thirsty for likes.
Unless you're an academic and you're someone who has to teach college, and they've changed everything about the way you debate in class. And I don't even know if those are millennials, but I'll tell you, going to college right now is not being a professor at a college right now is not the greatest job in the world. You have to completely create your curriculum around the most sensitive student in the class, and professors are absolutely paranoid about getting fired, and there's no room for debate in classrooms anymore. And if you don't believe me, read a bunch of stuff by these professors. It's a real problem. So I'm not going to go. I don't even know if the kids in college now are millennials or whatever. But and certainly on college campuses, things have gotten strange. Gotten a little. It's not a healthy academic atmosphere.
They're rolling up their pants.
That's not the. Again, I can't tell a kid how to dress.
I just love how Doug Gottlieb used that as an example. But, these kids rolling up their pants, pegging their pants.
If his example was things have gotten so out of control on college campuses with the PC culture that there's not room for debate, whenever there's someone with an opposite viewpoint that's going to speak, there's some kind of some kind of protest where they don't even want to hear a counter opinion. Those are very real things that happen. And I'm not making it up. They're from college professors, big, huge academics. And everyone's afraid they're going to lose their jobs because kids complain now. I mean, kids complain. I know a teacher at a school, in a high school, and they told a perfectly normal kid, they said that they were having a pop quiz, and the kid got in the fetal position and started freaking out. Nothing wrong with the kid. Nothing, no special needs or anything. Just was so rattled by something happening, and I got a million. It sucks to teach in high school now. I'm not making this stuff up. And it's not good. It's not healthy.
You used to be able to yell at a kid and say, "Sit down, fatso."
There's a happy medium.
Like between that teacher in my class.
I tell that story all the time. There's a happy medium between saying, "Hey, fatso," and then like, "Hey, this book is full of hate."
I was never fatso. I was turkey.
Yeah.
Sit down, turkey.
I think you can still call someone turkey, but then they might be vegan and then they'll get all on you. All right. We will be back. Will Brinson is a big fan of the receiver there that the Patriots have. And we can get his opinion on the Andrew Luck situation and his opinion on rolling up your pants and having a coiffed beard. We will have all that for you coming up in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 $100 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.